Fan Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air, go for a walk, and places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians. Hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Well, hello again. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we are broadcasting the audio of the show from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Today, we have an interview with a band called Rusty Creek. They're playing December 15th at the Sylvia Hotel from 7 to 9 p.m. So you're going to be hearing from Alex Deeth, Peter Calloway, and Mr. Dave Webb later on in the show. I'll also be featuring bands from the Kingfisher Blues 15th Annual Christmas Party, which is happening at the Rickshaw December 18th. There's 15 bands for $30, and all the proceeds will be going to 1-800-SUICIDE Crisis Center BC. And they'll also be doing a live stream. All right, let's get to the music. Have you ever been to the French Quarter in New Orleans, or as they say, New Orleans? Here's Hot Nights by Rusty Creek on CJSF.
Hey, everybody, come gather round. Hey, brothers and sisters, come. Your feet. What can you do with the beat and grab your feet? Well, what can you do when the beat grabs your feet? You got a sachet.
Get on home.
rocket to the sun. Come
on. Watch yourself. Watch yourself.
Creek to the Wham Bam East Fan Show on CJSF 90.1 FM. Please introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Peter.
I'm Alex.
Dave. Hi.
And what do you guys play?
He plays the fool.
Hey, he's always rude to me. Always, always. I sing, I write the songs, I play guitar, mandolin, and bouzouki.
Very good. And?
Okay, I play guitar, banjo, dobro, kalimba. Oh, that's about it.
And tuba.
And kazoo.
I just play piano.
Just play piano? That's bullshit. He plays awesome piano.
But he's got more notes than the rest of us. So
yeah, he's got more notes. He evens
out. All right, tell me about
Rusty Creek. Rusty Creek. What do you want to know about Rusty Creek? Well, we try and do tunes that are completely different than most folks, and we classify our music as Roots Remastered, which means we're, instead of all kinds of electronic stuff, we like to play the real piano. Thank you. We like to play the real instruments, so like mandolin, guitar, resonator, piano. That's where we're at, right?
Yes.
And we do a combination of bluegrass, some rock, some blues,
Cajun.
Basically roots and blues.
Perfect. And we're gonna play one of your music videos. And Peter, you were telling me about the brand new song.
Yeah, Hello Old Friend.
Yes.
It's quite a special song for us. It's about a dear friend of ours who died. But it's more about a celebration of life. I mean, it's not somber. It's got an upbeat sort of African rhythm to it.
Mm-hmm.
He was from South Africa. So we wanted to capture that. But the woman who made the video, Lucy Walker, did an amazing job making not just about Eric and his wife, but also about everyone who's ever lost anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people are tuning into that.
And so we'll play that right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Desert
in your home far away. You told me stories of your life along the way. Wherever you are, among the stars, I hope you smile now when you hear this song. And the sun is shining on the Fraser, chasing the clouds away. And I'm looking at your picture, brushing my tears away. Chasing the clouds away, and I'm looking at your picture, brushing my tears away. And the sun is shining on the Fraser, chasing the clouds away, and I'm looking at your picture. And the good old days, and I'm looking at your picture. And the good old days.
We have fun together. I was in her videos, which is about to come out, and then I was in another photo shoot with her for another one, and we did a radio show a year ago that she arranged with us, and it's on our website. It's a whole hour show, and it was good.
The video shoot.
The video shoot, too.
Video shoot, yes.
Live at Leon's on the medicine show.
Live at Leon's, and we hope to have Leon on this show one day. But for right now, I want to play Mary's song, and this is her Christmas song. And you know how most Christmas songs, they're like happy, joyous, bubbly. Well, not this one. And me, coming from East Van, I didn't have much when I was growing up, so I really appreciate the small things. And I want to give a big shout out to Jane. She dropped off a pumpkin pie kit the other day. And also, I got to tell you a little secret. Mary Garnett Edwards, she makes the best soups ever. I tried her version of the Italian wedding and it was amazing. Oh my gosh. Anyways, this is her song called Santa Won't Be Come Around This Year. Tell it like it is, Mary.
Mama said Santa won't come around this year. We need to borrow money from a friend that's dear, and things have been so tight around here. There may be no food Christmas Day, Mama fears. The night before Christmas, a storm blew in. The snow covered the doors and the windowsills. We looked and we waited for Papa to come home. But the day grew old and we sat there alone. this year. No sleigh bells, no jingles, no carols or reindeer. Empty plates all around with hardly a sound. The wind is a howling and there's snow on the ground. In the morning we awoke to a cold and empty house. Mama sat there with her head hanging down. She said, let's sing carols and put the lights on low. We'll start the fire burning and we'll watch the embers glow. Mama said, let's pray for Papa to come home. He said he would make it and not leave us alone. He'd been working on the railroad all winter long. Now on his way home, the winds were too strong. Looks like Santa won't be coming round this year. No sleigh bells, no jingles, no carols or reindeer. Empty plates all around with hardly a sound. The wind is howling and there's no on the ground. We heard a knock on the door and we jumped up for joy. There was Auntie and Uncle with pies and many toys. Just behind them with a turkey as big as baby Dawn. There was Papa and Grandma breaking into song. Looks like Santa really came around this year with sleigh bells and jingles and carols and reindeer. Full plates all around and joyful sounds. The wind had stopped howling. There was love all around. The wind had stopped howling. There was love all around.
Other local musicians that you could recommend?
Recommend?
Yes.
Oh, there's a million.
There's so many. There's so many. It's such a great city for music.
Let's say, let's start with Cannery Row, which has my brother on guitar, Gary Comeau on piano and fiddle and all kinds of instruments, and Chris Norris on drums. It's probably the best trio in Vancouver.
I'm going to check them out for
and
sure.
They played it on our album.
That's true. Yeah.
And his brother Tim is the engineer and producer of the album. Yeah. Tim Hersey.
Yeah. I won't tell you a story. A girl named Kathleen.
used to have a radio show out there, Grant Shankrock. You know Grant?
Yes. Yes, right, I love Grant. He's the grandpa of our radio station. Yeah. Yes. Okay, cool. We'll say hi to Grant. Yes. Yeah. Okay. All right. And we're back. Okay. Yes. All right. Now, we're here at the Sylvia Hotel. Tell me about this place.
Well, it's been here for a long time. You know, apparently Errol Flynn used to drink here. Maybe he had a room upstairs. I don't know. But
it's the oldest hotel.
It used to be a residential hotel, apparently, according to some posters I saw in the lobby. From
really?
$40 a week, I think it was.
Amazing. You know,
including maid service.
Including maid service.
The original
owner. It was like a residential hotel.
Apparently. The original owner named it after his daughter, Sylvia.
Oh, is that right?
And then, Errol Flynn used to come here and drink a lot.
Like Mercedes. You know, that's how Mercedes got its name. That was the guy's daughter's name.
Yes. Okay, so you just played a gig here. How did it go tonight?
Excellent. We had fun.
Yeah.
And I think everybody else did, too.
Okay, and you have another show coming up right here.
Yeah.
Yes, tell me about it.
December the 15th.
December 15th?
We're back here. It's a Thursday night, and we're back here with more lunacy and songs.
Oh, very good. Well, thanks, guys, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show.
Wham Bam from East Van.
Wham Bam.
East Van.
There is a broadcast beyond that which is known to commercial radio. It is the middle ground between the present and the past. The summit of surf, punk, rockabilly, and garage. And it lies between the airwaves of forgotten artists and the twilight of the unknown bands. This is a program that we call the Downliner's Crypt. Every Tuesday from 5 to 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Short stack
was Summer Slaughter by Babe Corner. They're one of the bands that are performing at the Kingfisher Blues 15th Annual Christmas Party happening December 18th at the Rickshaw. So our first half was a pre-recorded interview that we did with Rusty Creek. And now we're here live at SFU. And we have two special guests, Ishana and Gabe. Say hello.
Hey.
Hey, everyone.
Yeah, and we also have Don Dercole as my co-host. Say hello, Don.
Good afternoon.
Oh, we'll say that one more time. Your mic's weren't on.
Okay. Mic is on now.
That mic is on now. Okay, please introduce yourself. Ishana, go for it first, and then we'll go with Gabe.
Hey, everyone. My name's Ishana. I'm part of the Simon Fraser Student Society. Nice to be on here.
Hey, everyone. I'm Gabe Leosis. I'm a fourth-year political science student here at SFU, also part of the Student Society working with Ishana.
Fantastic. All right, so Ishana, tell me about how your studies are going. What is international studies?
Yeah, international studies. We kind of look at different countries and see how they relate to each other, how the past kind of influenced how countries are right now and how they're developing. Yeah, kind of looking into that.
Interesting. And how did you get into that?
In all honesty, it was just something that I applied for. I kind of didn't even realize what the major even was, but I got in.
Oh, wow. It sounds really interesting. And yeah. Do you plan to, like, travel with this?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I love to travel. I really want to go to different places. I've been to India once, but I really want to go again.
Oh, wow. Do you speak the language?
Yeah, so I speak Hindi at home. Actually, growing up, I only knew how to speak Hindi until I went to preschool, even though being born and raised in Surrey.
Uh-huh.
However, I've kind of lost a little bit of Hindi, but I try to speak it more and more every day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, Gabe, and you're studying political science. Tell me about that.
Well, I've always been interested in politics from a pretty young age, and so it was pretty effortless for me to choose this as my major. But what I love about it is just how it relates to your everyday and everything that influences your life. I mean, you come into first year and you kind of learn the basics about, you know, what is political ideology, you know, liberal, conservative, all of that. You start learning about the basic concepts of democracy and how they all intertwine to make the society that we live in today. And then you get into your second, third, and fourth year, and then you start honing in on some, like, really interesting topics like U.S. politics or the Canadian Constitution or, you know, the criminal code. And so what I'm loving about it now as a fourth-year student is that I'm kind of getting into the weeds of topics that I really like, some of the more narrow topics, as opposed to, you know, you come in first year and it's so broad. Mm. You know, you're talking about really abstract concepts and ideas. And I feel like it relates really closely to some of the work Ishana and I are doing with the Student Society here at SFU.
Being in politics, though, do you get into, like, heated debates sometimes?
Yes. 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 That comes with the domain.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Tell me about, you. So you were the president. Yeah. Here at FSSS. Tell me about if kids from high school, they want to come here and they want to become, like, or be part of the, you know, how do they do that? And then, and like, what kind of tips can you give them?
Well, when I was in high school, I was a really active community member within my high school. And so I knew when I came to university, I wanted to get really involved. And so I made an intentional effort to do just that. I mean, even before I started day one of my first year, I was already on the SFU website, the SFSS website, looking up what clubs I could join, who ran them, how I could contact them. And almost from day one, I kind of found my niche and the group of friends that introduced me to the Student Society and how I could get involved. And I ended up organizing a campaign that year with a bunch of like-minded people to win the majority of seats on the board of the Student Society at the time and bring some really strong, progressive, radical change to the Student Society. And so that was my kind of foot in the door. Was
amazing.
Just
amazing. Yes.
Yeah.
And we're going to actually sing because you guys actually had a little karaoke party. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so this was something that I hosted with Gabe. We called it the External Office SFSS Karaoke Night.
Yep.
And I invited student union executives from across the province. The BCIT Student Association was there, the Alliance of BC Students, the Capilano Students Association was also there. And I just invited all SFU undergrads, and we just had a good time singing. A lot of the time in organizing, we always forget to celebrate our wins, which is really hard.
Yeah.
So we wanted to have time just to have fun before finals.
Nice. Okay, yeah. We're going to sing Queen. Here's We Are the Champions. On CJSF.
Going wrong. Time after time. I've done my sentence, but committed no crime.
Very good.
And bad mistakes, I've made a few. I've had my share of sin, but I've come through. On and on and on and on, and we are the champions, my friends. Champions, we are the champions. No time for losers, 'cause we are the champions of the world.
Here we go.
Taking my vows and my curtain calls. You brought me fame and fortune and everything that goes with it. I thank you all. But it's been no bed of roses, no pleasure cruise. I consider it a challenge before the whole human race, and I'd never lose. On and on and on. We are the champions, my friends, and we'll keep on fighting till the end. We are the champions, we are the champions. No time for losers, 'cause we are the champions. My friends, and we'll keep on fighting till the end. We are the champions, we are the champions. No time for losers, 'cause we are the champions.
Wow.
Of the world, yeah, baby. Yeah. And that's how karaoke goes, folks, right? Okay, so Don, introduce yourself for the people who don't know who you are.
Well, I'm Don DerCole, part-time troublemaker, full-time music lover. I'm child of the Lower Mainland, and I just go wherever the party is and the free food, the free fridge. Is out in this neck of the woods.
That's right. Yes.
I came to drop off a book and do an exchange, and you're having me.
Co-host the show. That's right.
Thank you.
And yeah, we're going to talk about. There is a free fridge here at SFU, and that just kind of started. Was it last year, guys? What was it like?
Yeah. So it started last year, and originally it started off as a bit of a. An opportunity for students who were struggling during the pandemic, who maybe had lost their job and weren't making as much money as they could have been if not for the pandemic, to have an opportunity to come and pick up some free produce and some nutrient-dense foods to keep them sustained during what was a really hard time. And it kind of just transitioned to a free fridge where anyone can come and pick up some fresh produce, some fresh meats take care of themselves.
There's some good stuff in there. Sometimes there's nothing and sometimes there's something. That's the thing. It's like you check and you're like, oh, look at that. There's a pumpkin pie today. So, yeah, just help yourself.
It's always a surprise.
It's a surprise, exactly. So let's just play the Free Fridge PSA right now.
Build food security in your community. This holiday season, we're thrilled to announce that the SFU Community Free Fridge is available to staff, students, and faculty. The fridge is conveniently located on the first level of the Student Union Building on Burnaby Campus. We encourage all our community members to enjoy the fridge, or better yet, volunteer with friends to clean and stock it. Thank you to the organizations who made this initiative possible, including the SFSS, Embark Sustainability, the Burnaby Primary Care Network, Food Mesh, Burnaby Neighborhood House, SFU Ancillary Services, and SFU's Office of Community Engagement. Visit sfss.ca/news and follow at Burnaby Fridge on Instagram to find out more.
And that was Tim the Mute with Fuss on CJSF 90.1 FM. We are here live at Simon Fraser University with Ashana and Gabe and my co-host, Donder Cole. All right. What are you guys going to do for Christmas this year?
Well, I am going to try and take it as a bit of a staycation. I don't have much planned, and usually I just hang out at home with my immediate family. I have a couple of Christmas parties to go to with work, with my friends and other relatives, so it's pretty chill for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, for myself, have a couple work Christmas parties, and then also just planning a nice little potluck with my friends at one of my best friend's house. I'm super excited.
Nice.
And then also probably just going to go to my aunt's house like I do every year.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
And let's talk about the areas that you're in. Maple Ridge?
Yes.
You said you got some trails happening there. Tell me about the area for people who don't know what's like, what can they do at Maple Ridge?
I know. Well, Maple Ridge, unfortunately, has this reputation of not much happening there. There's not a lot of stuff that's fun to do, but I would beg to differ. I mean, you know, there's so much nature and just in your your backyard that you can take a look at in Maple Ridge. You have so many hikes, you have so many trails, such a beautiful outdoor nature space that there's really just endless things you can do. I mean, I often go along the dikes. I walk my dog every morning there when I can. Doesn't always happen in the winter when it's wet and rainy or snowy. But there's so much to do in the outdoors in Maple Ridge. And so I really recommend, you know, whoever hasn't been out there, come take a look. We have lots.
Yes. And Surrey.
Yeah, in Surrey. A lot of people also, I guess you could say the same thing, not much going on. But on the contrary, I feel like I always have something to do, especially I think a main thing that people do in Surrey is just going out to places to eat.
Yes.
It's really fun. I know almost every weekend I try and go to some place for dinner. There's always something. I remember I was in Surrey Central, I think a couple months ago, actually, and then we were just looking for like a taco place, and mm-hmm. there were like three, and they were all locally owned. It was so great.
Wow. And there's lots of like all you can eat, isn't there? Like,
yeah, I honestly don't go too much to all you can eat because then I eat too much, but
don't we all? All right, and we're gonna try and do another song here, and let's make it a Christmas carol this time. This one's called Jingle Bells.
Sleigh. Over the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Oh,
jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey!
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Now the ground is white. Go away, well,
you're young. Take the crow.
White.
Take
the young. Tonight.
Sing the sleighing song.
Get a bobtail bay.
For his speed.
And hitch him to an open sleigh. And you will take the lead.
Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells.
Hallelujah. Okay. Don, we're going to play one of your new songs. Tell me about this Allison song that you got here.
Do I have to?
Yes. we're gonna squeeze it in here.
This is, I'm an old romantic. You write a poem. Maybe you write a love song. You know, that sort of thing. I think somebody did a sculpture once for the woman that he was in love with, a painting on a ceiling. So this is a song, and it's written about a girl that doesn't know I'm alive. And I think that's the best way to do it, don't you? Don't you think? Everybody stays out of trouble. So it's called Allison.
Can Allison come out and play? Hanging on to yesterday. She reads her books and plays guitar. So close and yet she seems so far.
On CJSF 90.1 FM. All right, it's getting hot in here. It must be all the singing. Well, we're gonna try to do one more song, but we're gonna talk about some study tips because right now there are some students that are still doing finals. So, what is your favorite study tip that you could tell someone that's kind of struggling right now?
You know what? It's not going to be helpful for a lot of students studying right now, but my biggest advice is just stay on top of it from the beginning. Because if you stay on top of it from the beginning, you're not stressing out right now. Like, unfortunately, I was when I finished my last exam on Saturday. I did not stay on top of it, and it came back to bite me in the you-know-what. So stay on top of it.
Yeah, I was going to say the exact same thing. Of course, it's not going to be very helpful right now, but honestly, something, if you are studying late, I would say just rewriting your notes. It really helps me. A lot of people say it doesn't work for them. Everyone has different ways to study, but rewriting what you learn, also just starting from the beginning, and also taking it slow, not rushing through it. Like taking an hour or two, but also taking your breaks in between. Also, something for studying is drinking water, staying hydrated, sleeping.
Eating the right amount of food.
100%. Like, also just keeping your health in check will help you during study finals time.
Yeah, I noticed there's some chat groups as well. Do those help? Like...
Yeah, so I know sometimes you'll be on, when you're an SFU student, I use Facebook group chats a lot.
Yeah.
You'll have lots of people also in the same boat as you, not knowing what to do during finals. Ask your peers. It's the best part of being in university with other people.
How about those students that say, oh, I don't have any friends, blah, 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 right? I don't know, where can they go out to reach out to someone?
Yeah.
I guess just go to your, is it your instructor? Is that, do they still, like, I guess they have some off-hour times to... kind of do that, and then what, yeah. is there tutors as well? Or?
Yeah, so a lot of professors actually have office hours. They'll have like an hour or two. Gabe, if you want to add to this.
Yeah, I mean, whenever you want help with your course or just kind of want to bounce ideas off of someone or need help with an assignment, always go to your TA's office hours. Go to your professor's office hours.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that is a hugely underutilized resource. Yeah. Amongst university students, and one that needs to be used more. So, yeah, go to those office hours, seek that help.
Yeah.
No shame in doing that.
Exactly. Take advantage. Exactly. Yeah. Okay. So we're gonna do one more karaoke song here. This one, we're going to choose Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I don't know why that one that we did earlier, we didn't know the second word, the words of the second verse, right? Different. Okay, hopefully we'll know the words to this one.
Prancer and Vixen.
Cornet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen.
But do you recall
the most famous reindeer of all?
Yes!
The red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him.
They never let poor Rudolph
join in any reindeer.
Keep up the good work, kids. Bing Crosby here. DJ Medi.
Cute is that?
Good work. Good work.
Wow. Are you guys all relieved now that you don't have to sing it?
One more time.
The things I make the students do here.
That's why it's warm in here.
Yeah. I'm super hot, guys. Okay. Well, it's the end of the show. Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you guys so much for coming to the Wham Bam East Band show here at CJSF. And you've been to this building, but you haven't. Yeah. It's your first time here.
Yes.
But, yeah, what do you think? What do you think of the studio?
I love it. It's so much fun here. Yeah. I'm loving the vibes.
Oh, my gosh. So amazing. Amazing. Thank you so much for having us.
All right. Well, thanks, guys, for coming on the Wham Bam East Band show. Wham Bam.
East Van.
There you go. All right, we're going to end with Peach Pit. Here is Pepsi on the House on CJSF, another band from the Kingfisher Blues 50th Annual Christmas Party. We'll catch y'all next week. Ciao.
Little, won't you just to seem like your own age? Give it up like your back on up to see.